I don't know if you're following the news, but Iran attacked Israel. For the first time in the state of Israel's history, Iran has begun a direct attack on Israel, launching dozens or hundreds of drones and ballistic missiles towards the Jewish state of Israel. Israel's Iron Dome shot most of them out of the sky, like 99%, over Israel, including over Jerusalem and my home, Gush Etzion. Some never made it to Israel, crashing in Iran or Iraq, with some being shot out of the sky over Jordan. Prime Minister Netanyahu's plane took off a short time ago for unknown reasons. I guess we'll find out in the news. The Iranians made the mistake of thinking that we, the Jewish people of Israel, are weak due to 6 months of war in Gaza, the anti-Netanyahu government protests, and the fact that the Biden administration is literally negotiating for Hamas and throwing Israel under the bus. The Iranians are dead wrong in their analysis of the Jewish people in Israel today. While it is true that Biden has thrown Israel under the bus and has stopped us from defeating Hamas in Rafah and freeing our captives, the Iranians are totally misreading the Israeli public. These 6 months of war have unified us and strengthened us like never before. The Jewish spirit is so strong today in Israel, with a vast majority of Jewish Israelis, religious, secular, right, left, all feeling more Jewish and united than ever before. The protest movement was a tiny sideshow. We have a King David-like spirit in the people today in Israel, unified because the October 7th tragedy taught us that they don't kill us because of where we live. They kill us because of who we are, Jews. And Jews are strengthening their Jewish spirit and becoming fighters and King David-like fighters. The fact that Biden's throwing us under the bus makes us look alone and weak, enticed Iran to attack us directly, making the huge mistake that they will pay for dearly. It's like a play out of the Sun Tzu playbook. They attack because they think we are weak, and then we totally shock them with our strength and unity, bashing their misguided strategic assessment of the situation, thinking that the Jewish people in Israel are weak and ready to be destroyed. Now, I'm sure President Biden will still play games with us. On the one hand, he'll support us, but not totally support us. But regardless, the Israeli people will give total support to our government and army to do everything it has to do, despite the immoral pressure from the Biden administration to take out Iran and all their proxies, because the Israeli people know that this is about our survival. We don't have a choice. I'm also almost positive that Netanyahu capitulated to American demands to hold off on invading Rafah in order to ensure U.S. support to attack Iran full force in the case of an Iranian attack. Let's just hope Israel takes advantage of this direct attack to do what we need to do to destroy and put a total end to the Iranian terror capabilities, not just in Iran, but also in Lebanon, in Syria, and finally also in Gaza. And we have to do this as quickly as possible before losing the patience of the world, like happened with the fighting in Gaza. Iran made a huge mistake by attacking us directly, and they will pay for it dearly. While they interpret our reactions to their terror against us as weak, rightly so, and interpreting wrongly the horrific anti-government protests in the middle of a war as disunity, they did not take into account the unbelievable unity of the Jewish people right now in the Jewish state of Israel. We are united like never before to end their evil octopus terror network across the Middle East like never before. And this direct attack from Iran against us gives us the international legitimacy to finally end their evil regime and free the Iranian people from their evil Islamic regime as well. So hold on to your faith, everyone. Right now, things are going to be scary, but we, the Jewish state and the Jewish people of Israel, are going to come out of this fight stronger than ever. Remember, Am Yisrael Chai. Unfortunately, me personally, I'm actually right now stuck in Florida on a speaking tour. While my family is sleeping in our safe room since rockets or drones were shot out of the sky over our community and we don't know what's coming. I'm supposed to fly home soon, but now the skies are closed in Israel, so I have no clue when I'm going to get home, even though I'm going to try to get home as soon as possible because I want to get home. But until then, pray for the people of Israel, pray for our holy IDF soldiers, because if we're going to attack Iran, we're also going to be attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon and probably even in Syria to finally end those threats so that our residents in northern Israel can finally return to their homes without any more fear of being terrorized by Hezbollah in Lebanon or from Syria and other October 7th terror infiltrations. So everyone understand, good times are coming. They're going to be rough times. Good times are coming. Hope, strengthen your faith, and pray. And if you are not yet a subscriber to my Pulse of Israel videos and daily podcasts, go to pulseofisrael.com and click to subscribe. Because for me, like you here, you get the belief-based, inspiring, politically incorrect truth about Israel, the Jewish people, and the freedom-loving world like nowhere else. So click and subscribe, and we need your support. So every once in a while, click on the donate button on pulseofisrael.com. Shalom, everyone. Thanks for watching. Pray, pray, pray. It's going to get rocky. It's going to get bumpy. But we're going to come out of this stronger than ever before. And please, God, with a final end to the evil Iranian regime, evil Iranian Muslim regime that not only terrorizes Israel and all people in the Middle East and the world, but also its own Iranian citizens. May we put an end to this quickly, very quickly. Thanks for watching, everyone. Shalom.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.